This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization said its emergency committee will meet Thursday to assess the coronavirus pandemic, the first such talk since it declared the disease an international emergency 3 months ago. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has come under fire over how the UN Health Agency has handled the outbreak that first emerged in China in December. Worldwide, the virus has infected more than 3 million people and killed nearly 220,000. The United States has risen above 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases. Some U.S. health officials say they believe the actual number may be higher than reported because of a lack of testing and reporting. Those officials are also warning state governors not to be too hasty to allow businesses to reopen, saying any premature easing of lockdowns and social distancing could lead to a surge in new cases. More than 58,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. Italy, Spain, and France have been the worst affected European countries, with each reporting more than 24,000 deaths. But daily tolls appear to be on a downward trend, and they are all charting their way out of shutdown. Britain dramatically raised its death toll by nearly 4,500 to just over 26,000 as the country began including deaths in places such as care homes for the first time. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his country is not far away from easing some of the coronavirus restrictions. Prime Minister Morrison told reporters in Canberra on Wednesday that the recent low infection rates were welcome, but that they're not good enough. The Prime Minister also again defended Australia's request for an independent inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus, independent of the World Health Organization. We have that complete story on voanews.com. The rest of the day's news. You can also download